Listen, I want to share with you an incredible idea this week by Rabbi Nachman. So the Rebbe over here is quoting in the Pasuk in Parashas Kisisa, in the aftermath of the sin of the golden calf, Klal Yisrael, thinking that Moshe Rabbeinu has died, and for a variety of other reasons, builds the golden calf. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, sees what's happened, breaks the luchos. Kadosh Baruch Hu stands ready to destroy Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu, in what is perhaps his most incredible moment of leadership, advocates for the people. And the Pasuk says as follows. The Pasuk says, this is in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yudalev, chapter 32, verse 11. Vaychal Moshe es Pnei Hashem Elokav. So Moshe Rabbeinu begins to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Vayomer, and here's the text of his tefillah. Lamo Hashem yichara abcha ba'amecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why should you go ahead and get upset with this nation who you took out of Egypt with great strength and with a strong arm? So Moshe Rabbeinu essentially tells God, why are you getting all angry? Why are you getting all upset? And the Shaila that Rabbi Nachman asks is obvious. The Rebbe writes in the Kuti Halochas, what does this mean? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting upset? Of course you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting upset. Klal Yisrael went ahead and built the golden calf. Klal Yisrael did something absolutely terrible. In a moment that was supposed to be such a moment of chibur, of connection, of devekis, Klal Yisrael betrays HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, if you look at the Lashon of Moshe, it was, Lama yechara abcha ba'amecha? Why are you getting so upset? You know, sometimes you get upset about something, and if you have a good friend, you have someone who you believe loves you in life, and they tell you, come on, what are you getting all upset about? What are you getting all bent out of shape about? It's not as big of a deal as you think. It almost sounds like kiviyachol, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lama yecharab chabamecha? What are you getting so angry about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the obvious shaila is, what does this mean? What are you getting so angry about? So the Rebbe says, I want to quote you, he says, Zedich inas masham ruzal, shchora ani b'masa egel, v'na'a v'ani b'masa mishkan. So this is actually quite beautiful. So the Rebbe quotes the Medrash here in Shmos Rabbah, where the Medrash is quoting actually from the Pasuk of Shira Shirim. Shchora ani v'navo. I am blackened, I am darkened, but I am beautiful. So the blackened, of course, the darkened represents to the residual effect of sin. I have been darkened, I have been blackened by sin, but at the same time, I am still beautiful. So the Medrash darshins, I was compromised, shchora, I was darkened, ultimately again by the Masa Egel, through the sin of the golden calf, v'na'avani, but I've become beautiful, ultimately again with the episode of the Mishkan. What does this mean? Hainu afa pishyeshli chatoam harbe, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've sinned much, v'nesrachakti ma'od mimenu yisparach, and as a result I've been distanced from God greatly, v'zeh b'chinas Masa Egel, Shekola kol ha'chatoim sheba olam. And remember again, the sin of the golden calf was not just like a one-time sin, a one-time event. The sin of the golden calf almost becomes the catch-all for everything that Klal Yisrael did wrong. It's almost like you have two major events in the history of mankind which determine a certain trajectory. The first, of course, is the sin of Adam and Chava, the sin in Gan Eden. And the second is the Chayta Egel. As the Gemara says, that in Kol Paranos, every misfortune which comes upon Klal Yisrael, there's some element of the sin of the golden calf. In other words, there are some events which so fundamentally and profoundly change the trajectory and nature of life. And the sin of the golden calf was one of those events. So the Rebbe says over here, what the Medrash means is as follows. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've done many averas, like the Chita Egel, and as a result of those averos, I've distanced myself from you. And as a result of those averos, I've created a wedge between you and me. Nevertheless, he goes on, he says, Afa pikein, v'na'a v'ani b'masa mishkan. I am still beautiful because of the creation of the Mishkan. So even though shchorani, I have been blackened or darkened, compromised, because of the sin of the golden calf. And in this context, the sin of the golden calf doesn't just mean the golden calf itself, but rather it means all of the times in which I engage in rebellious behavior against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but yet despite that, Na'avani b'masa Mishkan, I am still beautiful as a result of the building of the Mishkan. The Mishkan representing the good that I do. Haynu b'chinas ma'at tov shani motza ba'atzmi adayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter how many golden calves I built, I still build Mishkans as well. And that Mishkan represents my good deeds. That Mishkan represents the moments of light. That Mishkan represents the mitzvos, the Torah that I learn, the chasadim that I do. Ki tekef acher masa ego, nitztav amalachas haMishkan. Because immediately in the aftermath of the sin of the golden calf, God commanded us regarding the building of the Mishkan. Al yidei shnitzras Hashem Yisbarach liYisrael aydei Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Nefesh for us, and he davened on our behalf. The greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu was the ability to find the good, even the minimal amount of good, in a sea of negativity. The Al Yedezeh. And as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to daven for us, even when we messed up with the sin of the golden calf. Why? Because even after we sinned with the golden calf, afal pi kein matza bahem nekudos tovos, Moshe Rabbeinu was still able to see some good within us as well. So this is actually quite amazing. The greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Rebbe explains, its truth is it's the greatness in general about leaders. The greatest of leaders are able to see the good in their flock, the good in their constituency, even when the constituents are not acting so beautifully or in such a halig or holy fashion. So the beauty of Moshe Rabbeinu was shchor ani. Even in those moments where I have been darkened by the building of my golden calf, even in those moments when I have been compromised, the light has been drained from me as a result of my negative behavior, na'avani. I'm still beautiful. How am I still beautiful? But my sam mishkan. Because even when the Jew compromises him or herself through negative behaviors, there is still beautiful light that is inside. I am still beautiful, ultimately, again, through my sam mishkan. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see. And this is how Moshe Rabbeinu was able to advocate for us, even when we did things which clearly compromised us, even when we did things which were objectively bad, objectively a trespass against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu was still able to see the good, even in the midst of all of the incredible darkness. And says the Rebbe, that's the pshat. Va'al kin amar Moshe, lama Hashem yechara apcha ba'amecha. Why this is the meaning when Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Kadosh Baruch Hu, why are you getting all upset? Why are you getting all upset?" Ki hu matza hatov shebahem, because in that moment, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Moshe, why are you getting all upset?" Meaning that in that moment of darkness, in that moment of golden calf kite, in that moment of negativity, Moshe Rabbeinu had found a spark of light within us, and so Moshe Rabbeinu says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the day, if I could see the good in them, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be able to see the good in them as well. If I can see the Mishkan in them, even again, despite the fact they built the golden calf, if I, mere mortal, can do that, then you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be able to see their goodness. You should be able to see their beauty. You should be able to see their holiness as well. Lama Hashem yechara apcha b'amecha. Why are you getting all upset? You're acting HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if they've divested themselves of all of their good. But that in fact is not the case. That is not true. Even though they built the egel, they are still spiritually beautiful. Even though they built the egel, they are still spiritually luminescent. Even though they built the egel, there is still so much beauty within them. Ki hara eino nechshav klal kineged ma'at hatov sheyesh b'hem adayin. Because the evil that they have perpetrated pales in comparison to the bit of good which still resides inside of them. V'Hashem Yisbarach nisratzalo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately listens to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'ayinochim al hara'o. So to take the Rebbe a step further, what Moshe Rabbeinu, if you look at the continuation of the Pasuk, what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Lama Hashem yecharab cha ba'amecha? Why, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately are you getting upset with your nation? Asher otseisa me'eretz Mitzrayim, who you took out of Egypt. Now ultimately, again, why does Moshe need to add in that phrase, who you took out of Egypt? So perhaps to build on the Rebbe, what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right now, all you see is they're building of the golden calf. But have you forgotten that these are the very same people who willingly followed you out of Egypt, who followed you unto the unknown, the vast desert, as the Navi says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says, Zacharti la chesed ne'urayich. I remember the chesed, the kindness that you performed with me in your youth. Avas kelulosayich, the love of our nuptials. This is God speaking to us. Lechteich acharai b'midbar be'eretz lo zarua. You followed me into the desert. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Sholom, have you forgotten that these are the people that showed Seisam Eretz Yisrael, that they packed their bags, they took their families with no provisions. All they had was a little bit of matzah to sustain them. But yet they followed you willingly into the desert. To a certain degree, they followed you blindly into the desert. And when you told them to walk into the sea, they walked into the sea. And when you gave them the Torah, they said, Na'aseh v'nishma. Have you forgotten all of that? Have you forgotten all of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the Ribbono Shel Olam sent, she says to Moshe Rabbeinu, You're right. All I see right now is the sin of the golden calf. But the truth is, there is much more to them. There is spiritual beauty to them, even in the midst of this incredible and profound fall and failure. And Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately teaching us such an incredible yisod, a two-pronged lesson. It's about how we view ourselves and about how we view others. And really, they're one and the same. That sometimes in life we mess up and we define ourselves by our failures. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us that no matter how profound the failure, no matter how profound the egel you may have built, there is still a mishkan inside of you. There is still a mishkan inside of you. There is still spiritual beauty. You can never fully divest yourself of your holiness, of your spirituality, no matter how big and profound your egel of mistake may be, the mishkan is still there. And if that's true in how you view yourself, it certainly has to be true with how we view others as well. I wrote about this in the Parashah essay as well, that sometimes when people who we love, or even people who we don't love, fail us, which inevitably happens, we often define them solely by their failures. And we forget to look at all of the other good that they have done throughout the tenure, the duration of the relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got upset at us kivyachol because he was only defining us by our failure, by the Chet Egel. And Moshe Rabbeinu kivyachol reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lama Hashem yecher abcha ba'amecha? Why are you getting all upset? Don't only define them by the failure of the golden calf, but remember, Asher otseisa me'eretz Mitzrayim, these are the people who exhibited such belief. These are the people who exhibited such commitment. Don't only define them by their failures, but look at them in their totality and see their beautiful accomplishments as well. When we fail, we must avoid only looking at ourselves as failures and forget all of the good, all of the beauty. No matter how big the ego we build, we must always remember that we still have a mishkan. And when looking at others, when they fail us, which inevitably will occur, never judge your spouse, your sibling, your friend, your fellow member of Am Yisrael by those moments of failure, but look at them in their totality. And if you do that, inevitably, you will find something good, you'll find something beautiful, you'll find their mishkan. May we be zoche mi'artz Hashem to find the mishkan within ourselves, to find the mishkan within others, and mi'artz Hashem always be able to see our beautiful luminescent light. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.